change the Georgie's phone.
Okay, all right, we're here. Oh my God, we're here actually in the smoking gallery of the Southwark Playhouse, and we're just admiring, what is that, the foam?
Well, it's a skip containing some foam and a few old planks of old wood. I think it's what Angela Georgiou jumped onto when she was Tosca last week.
Oh, right, okay, it's amazing what the O2, no expense was spared. But anyway, we're halfway through Four Nights in Knaresborough, and it's a very sexually charged, pumped-up production, isn't it, John? And have you seen so many young men on stage pumped so before?
Well, I went to Romans in Britain, so I've seen a lot of young men pumped on stage. This is not Roman. This is 12th century Britain, set in North Yorkshire in 1171, where the four knights who summarily dispatched Thomas a Becket in Canterbury Cathedral are really hiding out from sort of public outcry and...
And just hiding,
basically. And there's also a kind of psychosexual drama going on between them about who fancies whom and why. But it's intensely played, and it's really very likeable.
Yes, and it's incredibly well acted as well.
It really is.
Chemistry between them.
There's great chemistry between at least two of the knights, and the setting's very atmospheric, and it's very funny. First of all, you start to think that the anachronisms slightly annoy you, but then you just go along with it and go along for the ride, and it really is. It's very well scripted, it's quite tight, and I'm, for once, actually enjoying it.
You're enjoying it. Well, you know, I think, you know, except for the fact that there's no Diet Coke at the bar, you know, I think it's been quite enjoyable.
Yeah, and I like the description of the four young men as, what was it?
Fearless something.
One of them says he likes fearless honesty and the naturalism of young men, and the other one says, you mean shallow, brainless and absurdly overconfident. That's my experience.
Yes, and I think there's something in that for all of us, really, isn't there? Well, on to the next half.